Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And there's plenty of history in the making last night, today, and tomorrow. Well, let's start. Let's start with the impeachment and the conviction phase of the trial of Donald Trump for inciting an insurrection. That's the most serious charge of an impeachment of any president in the history of this country. Everybody is saying, well, only five Republicans voted to table the resolution put in by Randy Paul, the nut from Kentucky, Randy Paul. And therefore, only five of them will vote to convict. That means they're are only 55 votes for conviction. We need 67, so it's all over, isn't it? Well, no, it's not all over. Rob Portman of Ohio said that he voted against tabling it, tabling the resolution to get rid of it on constitutional grounds because he wanted to talk about it, but that does not foreshadow his vote on the conviction itself. And there are others like that. The conviction phase is still alive. Joe Biden has said that it must go to trial in the Senate. Chuck Schumer has said it must go to trial in the Senate. Along come two freelancers, a Democratic and a Republican senators, Tim Kaine of Virginia. That was Hillary Clinton's vice presidential candidate in 2008. And Susan Collins of Maine, who's extremely sneaky and shifty, snuck her way back into the Senate as a Republican in a Democratic state of Maine. I think she's the only Republican senator in New England anymore. And she does it through extreme craftiness. She is a Republican. She votes with the Republicans. She's the one that got a contribution of almost $300,000 from a group that said, group to advocate better STEM education for young girls. Well, how can you dislike that? Of course, you want to give to it. Except that it had one telephone, one employee in a closet office in Hawaii who wouldn't tell where they got their money and wouldn't tell what their agenda was. And it was a scam. It was a scam to funnel under Citizens United dark money to Susan Collins. That's the kind of person she is. She's bad news. So in any event, Kaine and Collins come out to be goody two-shoes. They come out and they say, well, we know we can't get the votes. Wrong. You don't know if you can get the votes till the whole thing is over. You don't give up in the middle of the game. But they say, we know we can't get the votes, so let's censure him. And the rest of the Republicans are like wolves in sheep's clothing. They'll get around, yeah, let's talk about that. And then they suck all the air out of the balloon of the impeachment conviction phase. And when it's all said and done, they say, nah, I don't think we'll censure either. And so the Democrats will vote to censure. The Republicans will vote against censure. Then Kamala Harris will come in to break the tie. Maybe they'll get a couple of Republican votes, but it'll be divided something like 51 to 50 if it's just Kamala Harris, or 52, 3, 4, or 5 if they get a few Republicans. But all the rest of the Republicans will say no after they've led everybody on. That's what Susan Collins is doing. She's a stalking horse. And the air is out of the balloon. That's what's going on. So word to Tim Kaine. You know, he's a nice guy like Tim Kaine. I was on Hillary Clinton's, Tim Kaine's finance committee in 2008, strongly supported the ticket, always will. Love the Clintons. Bill Clinton was one of the best best presidents of the 20th century. And Hillary is a great secretary of state, great first lady, would have been a great president, was elected president by 3 million popular votes, 3 million popular votes. And the commie Ruskies hacked in. But most importantly, James Comey, the skunk, the two-legged skunk James Comey, just before the election goes, I'm the head of the FBI, and I'm investigating Hillary Clinton. And he didn't say he was also investigating Donald Trump at the same time. And for Hillary Clinton is, oh, well, did she use a private server for some emails that were not compromised anyway and never went to anything? Or how about crooked Donald Trump for colluding with the commie Ruskies and passing them information? That would have affected the election. James Comey is a Republican. I don't know if you know that. He's a Republican. That's what he did. And he cost the Democrats and Hillary Clinton the election. Mueller is a Republican. And the Mueller report, he did not subpoena Donald Trump, and he didn't even inquire about where the money came to give Donald Trump $400 million for his businesses, and he didn't even subpoena Donald Trump's tax returns. And he said, oh, I've only been charged with seeing if there was collusion in these telephone calls, not other contacts with Trump and Russia. Look, any prosecutor would have said, I've been charged to see if he colluded with Russia, and that includes all the context of it. Anyway, I don't want to go off on this. The point of the matter is Tim Kaine was on that ticket. He got screwed by Comey, the Republican Comey, the two-legged skunk. And Susan Collins is a stalking horse, goody two-shoes stalking horse. All she's trying to do is let the air out of the impeachment conviction balloon. So when you see that, it's not going anywhere. Schumer shot it down immediately. He said, no way, Jose. What is Kaine doing without having talked to Schumer first? What the heck does he think he's doing? Schumer's the head of the Democrats in the Senate. You don't ambush the guy. You don't sandbag the guy. And all Kaine did was he got taken to the cleaners. He got schnookered. He got schnookered. That's what happened to Tim Kaine. And it was wrong, but that's what happened to him. So if anybody asks you about censure, that's a great idea. No, it's not a great idea. First of all, the Republicans aren't going to go along with it. They'll pretend to go along with it. They'll lie about it. And at the last minute, they'll say, nah. And so we'll get our 50. If we need Kamala Harris, we got her. And if we don't, okay, we may get Mitt Romney and a few other people. Susan Collins has then done her job. She's done her job being a stalking horse for the Republican Party. And unfortunately, she just got reelected, and we can't get her out of there for 6 more years. That's a very sad thing. I've got to say, I had relatives in Maine at one time. They moved away. But it's a beautiful state. Some very, very good people. But hey, guys, you know anybody from Maine? You from Maine? Hey, guys. Wake up, will you? Susan Collins is bad news. Very, very bad news. There's a great development in the Republican Party among many of them. The Republican Party is slowly breaking apart. This is something that I think people are making a lot of that I'm about to tell you, that I don't think it's so much breaking apart as a sly move by Ronna McDaniel. Ronna McDaniel is the head of the Republican National Committee. She is the Jamie Harrison, our Jamie Harrison, the head of the Democratic National Committee. She's the head of the Republican National Committee. She's also Mitt Romney's niece. She is the daughter of Mitt Romney's brother. And you think she'd be like Mitt Romney, but she's not. She's not. She was a Trumpista. She was a Trumpista, went down to Georgia doing her little Trumpathon. Didn't do any good. She managed to help, along with Trump, lose the Republicans 2 Senate seats. Somehow they all reelected her, and Trump gave her his support, and everybody thought, well, Trump still has a lot of influence in the Republican Party. Poll came out, and of Republicans, 50% say that Trump should have a large role in the Republican Party going forward. These are Republicans, but 50%, another 15% should have, you know, some role or a big role. Maybe not the biggest. 2/3 of Republicans want Trump around. And that is dangerous. But Ronna McDaniel came out with a statement, said that the Republican Party will not be endorsing any candidate in the 2024 primaries. And everybody went, ooh, ooh. She turned on Trump. No, she didn't turn on Trump. Another sneaky tactic to keep her position, to keep her salary, to keep relevant. How often do you think you see the name Ronna McDaniel in the paper for anything, for anything? She weren't the head of the Republican National Committee. To keep herself relevant, she cannot anger the people who want to run in 2024. She can't anger Ted Cruz. She cannot anger Josh Hawley of Missouri. She can't anger Ben Sasse of Nebraska, possibly her uncle, Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney would be their strongest candidate. And there's a lot of other lowlifes, bottom feeders, tadpoles like Marco Rubio, mud-encrusted tadpoles. They all want to run. They all want to run. And so she's saying, hey, guys, I know you're going to go in there. It's a free-for-all. Far be it for me to get involved. Butter wouldn't melt my mouth. Butter wouldn't melt my mouth. She also, on QAnon, the business community beat her up. So finally she said, I said, what do you think about QAnon? She goes, well, QAnon's dangerous. You know, it's not that QAnon is homicidal. QAnon is destroying our democracy. But we're technically divorcing ourselves from QAnon. Okay? Okay. Do you support Marjorie Taylor Greene? Of course, she's a Republican congresswoman. This is the kind of dog and pony show that goes on. I'm really tired of it. Sneaky and tired of Susan Collins and Ronna McDaniel. They managed to inveigle, trick, snooker Tim Kaine. That's what they did. Anyway, there you have it. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. We have a lot to talk about today other than the impeachment. A lot of other breaks in the Republican Party and a lot of other some state issues on the mask mandate that you will find hard to believe. So line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna...